I'm lying here on the floor where you left me. I think I had too much.
Where did that come from?
And stay on your life.
Look, I'm in my yeehaw era. I'm a Casey Musgraves fan.
A yeehaw era? Yeehaw?
Yeehaw. Isn't it yeehaw? Yeehaw? Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw. What are you like? Me. Me at the Renaissance tour in some short shorts. A yeehaw. I'm dying at something a friend has sent me this morning, right? They're at work. Mm-hmm. And someone has put their holiday checklist in the shared client files in the drive at work, right?
Right.
So they've got two children. The list has things like iPad, headphones, chargers, PJ shorts, leggings, toys to take. You've got a water magic Lego keep them quiet bags, you know, so they're not kicking off on the plane.
Keep them quiet bags?
Yeah, so like, you know, like little puzzles and things like that. Little colouring things.
I thought you meant like put a bag over their head or something.
But my favourite thing is the adult toiletries list.
Oh.
This has gone on a drive with everyone in a company that about 200 people has access to, right?
Oh, no.
Deodorant, toothbrush and paste. Say again. Deodorant, toothbrush and paste. Razor. Tweezer.
Okay, that's fine.
This gets all right so far. Ibuprofen, paracetamol, migraine strips, condoms, sanitary towel and tampons, sun cream, moisturiser, hair mousse.
Right.
The whole company's seen that.
Disgusting. I was actually waiting for like some, well, you know, ointment or something. So it's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but it's just a bit
personal.
The worst thing is you don't want it to look like, right, that you're taking your two kids on holiday and you're going to be banging away on holiday for the whole company. No one.
We're
going to
make another one. Fancy another one. Well, there won't be if they're using condoms, fair play.
No, they won't, no. Maybe they've had enough of the poor other two. God love them.
Keep them quiet, bag.
That's what they call the condoms.
Oh, look.
Oh, let's get on with it.
Roll the titles, darling.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. A Gaydio original podcast.
Oh, well, after all of that, what would be on what? Your toilet? Oh.
Toiletry list. Me, hopefully. In my toiletry bag that I take to a little getaway. The normal stuff, I think the only weird thing would be, you know what, actually, instead of deodorant, you know what's bloody good?
Mm.
There's this, like, deodorant cream, which works really well.
I'm quite a sweaty person, and...
Oh, you should get it then.
What is it? Do you have to, like, rub it on your armpits and stuff?
So, yeah. So
do you know what I needed, like... to give you a visual there?
So, it's... I'm not going to name them. A, I can't remember the name of it, but B, I'm not giving no fake spam. It's like a small tube. And it basically, it's a bit like a clay substance, but it's not really clay. But yeah, you just like get a little pea-sized thing on your fingertip.
Rub it
where you sweat a lot. And it works a treat. It's really good.
Could you put it on your forehead?
Oh, I can't see why not.
Do you know what? I've often thought about either getting my sweat glands removed or Botox in the armpits because it stops
sweating.
You know
what you should try?
Go on.
You know what you should try? A bit of Vaseline.
Vaseline?
A bit of Vaseline.
What will that do?
I think it works a treat. It just kind of just helps you not sweat. I use Vaseline before a night out on my face and it helps.
Do you know what? Like, there needs to be a podcast of things like this because I feel like, you know, everyone like... has her own little like tips and tricks for looking good and feeling fresh. And I don't know where to get that kind of information.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know when you've got like a stamp after a club night, the best way to remove them is a pumice stone. Just scrape and scrub. I gave this tip to when I used to be at uni. And it was so good, they published it in like the Freshers' Fair leaflet. They're like, Bally Singh with his freshest tip of the week. I was like, oh. Use a pumice stone, you dirty bastards.
Always doing stuff for clout, aren't you? Look at you. Right, we've spoken for about like 7 minutes without talking about reality TV and Celebrity Big Brother. Drama.
An episode. The best episode of the series so far. Sorry.
Ekin-Su needs to get a grip.
Look. I just can't. No, I can't believe it. I know what you mean now. I know what you mean. The Hurricane Ekin is well
taken
and
off.
Truly, yeah.
I love it.
It's, oh, she's really, like, I'm seeing some of the tweets from some of the Ekin-Su fans. They're not best pleased.
They're not. They've even had to put out a statement as well. And look, do you know what? It is a team. The family have had to put out a statement.
Have they?
And have said the line, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. And, you know, I do think there is point in that sentiment, but sometimes I think it...
me looking at my tweets from last night.
I do worry that it crosses over into, hang on, you can't say that because it's not very nice to... I think there's a balance to these things. So, I don't agree with the trolls.
I'm going to say something now, and please don't cancel me, whoever's listening. But the Be Kind Brigade, calm the fuck down. I'm sorry, but I'm not saying, like, you should be free for all to, like, kind of diss people and say whatever you want online. But you're right, there's a balance. I'm sorry, but when you kind of tweet something about someone, how they're behaving on Big Brother or whatever, don't forget to be kind. Look, I'm tweeting about their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can all be kind, but don't be a dick either, innit?
But there's also the worst thing is, like, Big Brother is a social experiment. And if the cameras weren't on and people behave like that in real life, behind people's backs, people would talk about things like that. You put it on TV... You encourage the hashtags, you're encouraging a discussion, and not a discussion can't be wholly positive if someone continues to portray themselves in a light that probably isn't deemed acceptable by the group that we're watching and the wider viewing circle, then that kind of stuff's going to be called out. What I do disagree with is trolling, sending hate.
Sometimes that's horrible.
DMing, writing comments on her picture saying, oh, she's this, she's that, is unacceptable.
That's awful. I do think... be kind, you should. Don't at the person.
Yeah.
Don't, like, you know, make it fully aware. Like, I want you to know I hate you.
Yeah.
I think tweeting your dislike of someone or, like, you know, doing commentary on how they're behaving in the house or whatever, totally fine. But, like, targeted hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Hashtag be kind, darlings.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And I think, like, part of me is hoping from watching Ekin-Su and, you know, seeing it on loads of different shows that a lot of the stuff that she's seeing will probably be taken in jest. You know, for example, I was hoping that someone called Ekin-Su Ekin-Who yesterday to watch a kickoff. You know, like, so there's part of that that is done with with humour.
Yeah. I mean, like, we've mentioned Coulson and we've called him Coleslaw and whatnot.
Mm.
And it's said in jest. And I've only done that knowing and hopefully knowing that he'll find it funny because his friends who do a podcast as well have kind of took the piss as well. So, but yeah, I think you're right. There is a balance to it. And obviously targeted hate, like commenting on someone's pictures or atting them.
I think it's when you're going out of your way to direct something negative at someone. I think when you're watching and we're all tweeting along and we're all reacting to something that's just happened, I think as long as the reactions happened as you're watching it, and then we all move on with our life. And you know, you're not, like, then tomorrow being like, oh, I fucking hate that person. Or I can't stand that person.
I'm not tweeting anything about Ekin-Su because their show isn't on.
Yeah, it's happened. So, you know, so I think there is a balance to these things. But what I will give her a flowers for is giving us, like you said, the best episode of the series so far.
Stunning. Stunning.
But without giving her too much airtime, because she had quite a lot last night, and I'm sure we'll get onto it with our special guest today, we need to talk about the person that went for Ekin-Su's jugular. Fern Britton. Wow.
I've watched it 3 times.
Oh my God. I kept rewinding it and watching it.
I kind of want that on, like, a pillow. Like, neat. Like, there was one line she said.
And this is because we're talking about playing the game. I have asked you plenty of questions, but sometimes, well, a lot of the times, the answer hasn't been... particularly enlightening, so I still, you're right, I don't know much about you. So I don't get you, you don't get me.
Nothing what you said has been particularly enlightening.
Wow.
That's the shadiest, most politest way to say, you're fucking boring, darling.
Fern is someone that has been around, sharks in the industry. She's been through quite a few storms in the media, and she's not been treated particularly nicely. And I think this has been a lifeline in terms of money, cash money. But also, you know, for her chance to kind of show herself again in a good
light. Mothering.
She is mothering. And, you know, maybe she could be a bit Tory sympathetic, God love her. But I do think that, I do think Fern's actually quite a really nice person. And
I think she is. I think she's not real.
Yeah, she's just not going to tolerate rubbish. And she's seen all these kind of people before that have come on this morning sofa and played up to the camera and spun their spin. But I think that, and this is my trouble with Ekim. And when I watch her have these arguments, it's always, I've had a lot of people cross me in my life. I've had a lot of people treat me like this in my life. I've had a lot of people. And it's always one worse than anyone else has got it. And and I think that victim complex.
If I went to Tenerife, she's been to 11 Tenerife.
Yeah. Piss off. But I will say, I just think Fern's just got no time for it. And I think that in a face-to-face nomination, I think that is the better way of being. Just say how you feel, nominate them, and move on.
The best bit was, though, she said it in such a lovely tone. And that's the way to be. If you're going to be a shady bitch, do it in a nice way. Yeah,
kill them with kindness, darling.
Oh,
and the subsequent kickoff from Ekin, and this is what's kind of, I think, getting under people's skin, is the fact that Marisha targeted her for her nomination about the fact that Ekin would win, and is the only thing that should come. And if someone had nominated me for something like that, I'd be like, fair enough. You're trying to not nominate and make people upset. But well, I think she's taken her anger out of Fern on Marisha, unfairly.
I do think, like, a lot of the Ekin-Su fans have been tweeting, like, it's an unfair nomination. If it was that unfair, Big Brother wouldn't have allowed it. But in the same vein, I do agree. What Marisha should have said was, look, you've got majority nominations already. That's one point. You up. You were up last week. Clearly, you're not wanted here. Done. But she kind of pussied out.
Yeah.
And she just kind of... And someone did make a good point. Like, she's probably going on the gameplay of how American Big Brother is, because American Big Brother know and can discuss nominations and stuff. So maybe that's the kind of thing that she was kind of going for.
But do you think that should be allowed? Discussion of nomination?
Nah.
Yeah, because it's more dramatic when they find out.
Yeah. It's like, it just takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
And the backstabbing out of it.
Yeah. No, I agree. We've got a special guest on today's show.
We have.
And we've not done something like this before. We've had, like, commentators, people that have been in it before. We're getting in with the friends and family.
Oh, we love
it. We're wriggling our way in.
Guests in that final party. That's what we're trying to do.
We've been joined by Zoe, one of Bradley Rich's very good friends, star of Heartstopper. And we're all loving him at the minute in Big Brother. Here's what happened with our chat with Zoe. Joining us on Fancy Another Pod, it's Bradley Rich's friend. It's Zoe, everyone!
Hi!
It's quite nice.
I was going to say, we need to talk straight away about last night's juicy episode.
Stop it. We were trying to talk before and we was like, no, save it for the podcast. Oh my gosh. I hope this is like an hour long special because there is so much to unpack.
No, it's quite nice to actually chat to someone's family and friend because we don't often get to do that on the pod. So what has the reaction been for like you and Bradley Circle watching his story on the show, if you like?
Oh my goodness. So obviously everyone always says, oh my gosh, they're just being them. And you're like, yeah, they're not, are they? But I cannot tell you how much Bradley is just being Bradley.
Mm.
And it's so amazing to see. Because I think it must be tempting when you're in there to start, you know, slightly playing up to the cameras or having a bit of a game plan. But you can see he's just in there having a ball and being Bradley. And like some of the things they're doing, I'm like, that's just us.
Oh, well, what's really lovely to see, because Bradley went in and he did mention, because he has autism, he was quite nervous and quite anxious and apprehensive about, you know, saying hello to people and making new friends, but he's really set himself into like a right little crew, hasn't he?
He's got a little friend, the little boy group, I'm there for it, the sexy slayers and the bathroom, what were they called?
I don't know, but I'm here for this podcast.
I'm here for it. I just think I feel like people are relating to him, and I love how honest he's being. Like when he said he's lying awake at night thinking, oh, how will I say hello to people in the morning? And he's so good at, he's doing so well in the house. I think it's easy to forget that he is having those struggles.
Yeah. And are you betting with he went in with that sole purpose of raising awareness?
Yeah.
Do you think he's doing that well? Because he's showing that he's having fun, and we had that really lovely chat with him and Marisha.
Yes.
And it was really lovely to see, and he got quite like vulnerable and quite emotional about it. Do you think he's proving that you can just do what you want to do if you set your mind to it?
Absolutely. And I know I've seen a few tweets and stuff on and things on social media about the fact that he went in wearing his loops.
Yeah.
And people loving that, and he's just like, yeah, this is me, and he's showing the adjustments he has to make and stuff. I think I did really feel for him last night, though. You can see how much he struggled with the face-to-face.
Well, let's chat about that and unpack it, because obviously we know that he can be quite anxious and things like that.
Yes.
And he obviously took it quite to heart. What's his kind of defence mechanism for a situation like that? Is there anything you as a friend want to do in that situation? Do you want to wrap your arms around and be like, it's okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to give him a hug so much, but I'm training for a marathon, so half the time when I'm watching Big Brother, I'm on the treadmill in the gym. And I just look like a lunatic sat there crying, and someone's like, why is this girl on a treadmill crying at Big Brother?
Just 10 more meters.
Definitely. I'll be honest, I've cried a lot watching him. So I cried when he went in because I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud. But definitely last night I struggled watching him, because you can see how hard it's just not in his nature to be mean. I mean, he wasn't. I think he's been the kindest one with nominations,
mm-hmm.
and his reasons for it. He's not got personal. He's tried to keep it very just about things in the house and practical. But yeah.
Well, you know Bradley on a much closer level than we do. So reading between the lines, is there anything you predict that he is a little bit unhappy with, or what do you see kind of his thought pattern being?
Ekin-Su, right? Oh, are we going there?
Yeah, do it. You've said it now. You've said it.
I feel like he was probably quite a fan of her before going in.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say all this, but
of course you can.
And like, it upset me that he nominated, saying that he didn't feel like he'd had that relationship with her and that bond with her. And I know how hard he will have probably tried for that.
Well, we see a lot on of the reaction on sort of gay Twitter, to be honest with you, where I think a lot of the LGBTQ plus community were really rooting for Ekin.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's been, I think, aligning herself with Louis and then possibly going against Louis and causing a lot of the drama in the house has maybe made people feel a little bit salty towards her.
Yeah, I agree with that. She stressed me out so much last night that she made such the deal about Marissa.
Mm.
Oh, why have you nominated me when we close? And then Louis's like, hey, I thought we were friends. Why have you nominated me? He's like, Louis, I just shut him down.
Well, I think, right, this is my thing now. I think Ekin-Su really set her sights on Louis, thinking, right, he knows people. He can get me into doors and, you know, really elevate my career. And then she heard those boos. She's seen what's going on, and now she's like, get away. Do you think she made an error by not being friends with Bradley? Because if she stuck with Bradley, she might have got a part in Heartstopper season 3.
Exactly. No, I think she massively has. Not just from like a game player point of view of winning, but from actually having a good time. Because let's be honest, all Louis's done is sit there and bitch about people when he could have been a bathroom slayer. Like, living your best life dancing.
You could have been the bathroom slayer manager.
Having fun there at all, is she?
No, not at all. I think last night's episode really proved that. And she could have, like, been part of the Nikita Bradley Colson group.
I really liked Leighton's description of Ekin-Su from last night's episode of Leighton Live, where he kind of said that the Big Brother house probably isn't the most appropriate place for Ekin-Su to unravel on national TV.
Yes. When he first said that, he's like, oh, I feel sorry for it. I was like, sorry, what?
Yeah.
And then when he said that, I was like, actually, he's got a point.
No. I mean, I don't know if you were like me and our housemates last night watching the episode. Every time Ekin-Su, I've got these kind of people in my life. I've got this drama in my life. Is there anything you haven't got, love?
You know what? She made
friends in the house.
You know what Mean Girls, when, is it Regina or the other one, and Gretchen, and she's like, I can't help you if I'm pretty and people are jealous of me.
Real that energy.
You were literally living Mean Girls.
Now, throughout the, like, we're halfway through yesterday, Big Brother said we're halfway through the Celebrity Big Brother series. Bradley's screen time has been just having fun, having a lot of fun, and we saw like a few vulnerable moments. Do you think that's going to be a detriment to like him probably winning the show, getting to the final, because we haven't seen as much of him? And do you think he needs to have some drama, or don't you think that at all he doesn't need that?
So I feel like the first two episodes, I was like, where is he? Get him on screen, because I know he'll be having so much fun. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like they did start giving him more screen time. We started to see that little friendship group with the lads and the dancing and stuff, and him and Nikita doing the little dance shows. And then I feel like Lauren and Ekin-Su came in and stole the screen time. But I think now Lauren's gone, and fingers crossed Ekin-Su goes, I think it's refreshing. It's nice to see all this fun side and stuff.
Well, what we notice with Big Brother,
I don't think he needs the bitching.
What we notice with drama. What we notice with Big Brother is, as it gets into the final week, that's when you start seeing people really have a laugh, because it's a nice week. Let's hope it's not as dramatic. And what are your hopes then for Bradley when he leaves the house? Are you hoping to be his plus one when he goes round to Mrs. O's?
Well, yeah, obviously. And Nikita's. Oh God, if you have to choose between Nikita and Sharon, who would you pick?
Oh, Sharon, I'm sorry, Nikita, darling.
Really?
I want to go round her house and see what's going
on. You're asking the wrong people here.
Oh gosh.
You could do an AM at Mrs. O's and a PM at Nikita's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there we go. Yeah.
Drinks at Sharon's, dancing with Nikita. There you go.
That's it. Yeah. That's the one.
Go on.
No, I'd love to see like him, Coulson, Nikita, David in the final. Like the little boys group all together and just living the best life.
I do think it's going to be an all-boy final, and I think you're spot on there.
I really hope so.
Do we think that then going into the final week, we'll see a lot more of the four boys having fun, recording their podcast competition for us?
I think so. I think they're growing in confidence with the show, with each other, and they know that. I think those four are all there for the same reason. They're all there just to have the life experience, have a laugh, and obviously Bradley's wanting to showcase like autism awareness and things like that, but he's not gone on with a game plan with that. He's just like, look, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm. But I think we saw this as well with Kerry in the last series of Big Brother. Like, a lot of it doesn't feel like a game plan. A lot of people have got like really important things that they want to talk about. Yeah. And we were speaking on yesterday's episode about the importance of shining a light on different issues that affect people. Yeah. And that ITV, as Bally said, are getting it right and really on the nose with some of the conversations that were happening. Is it nice for you to see as a viewer Bradley talking about things like that? Obviously, we had a lovely conversation with Marisha and Zizi.
Absolutely, yeah. And like, without going into a whole other big conversation, like boys crying, that is fine. Like, obviously, Coulson's been showing his vulnerable side, Nikita has, Bradley has. And I like that. I like that. And I feel like Twitter on the whole has been quite kind about that.
I think as well, it's really nice to see, like, Coulson seems like a bit of a lad's lad. And it's really nice to just see them being friends and just showing, we're just lads having a bit of a laugh. And they're not really bothered about Bradley being gay or Nikita being quite feminine. It's just like, we're just having a good time, and it's really refreshing to see.
Who would have thought that we would have seen Bradley, Nikita, Coulson and David all getting on like that? It's amazing. Only Big Brother can do that.
It's the trio we didn't know we
need.
It's a boy band waiting to happen. Quickly, we need to talk about Bradley's voice.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I didn't know he could sing.
That was another crying on the treadmill moment. I was like,
did you know he had a good... Obviously, you're close, so you probably knew you could sing, but did you know he was that good?
So I've been seeing him a few times on stage, and he is good, but I feel like each time it was more of a comedy song. Mm-hmm. But, oh my goodness, he brought the emotion.
Well, my housemate, like, Charlotte, let me tell you, when he was doing that singing in the boy band challenge, she went, ooh. She loves singing and she loves music. So when you get a ooh from Charlotte,
that's one of my favourite songs. And I'm very disappointed in Louis Walsh, because I love Westlife and I've loved Louis Walsh my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in him, but that song is one of my favourite songs. And when he sang it, I was like, I really want to be in the house now. I really like that moment.
I keep feeling like that. I was like, I want to be there.
I want a winning X Factor moment. I'm really jealous.
But oh my gosh, dude, who put look at Louis's eyes, like the cash signs in Louis's eyes when Bradley starts singing his
name. Louis really
Please do us
like...
a favour. Do not let Bradley anywhere near a contract and Louis Walsh. Just make sure neither of those things are in the same room as Bradley.
But Louis started off by nominating Bradley, which, like, don't get him started on, I was fuming.
I know you were.
And now he's like, oh, actually, no, maybe I need to be friends with him. Like, he's soon backpedaled on that one, hasn't he, when he realises what a top egg
well,
Bradley
if,
is.
Well, if and when Bradley wins, Louis's going to be like, right, get you a contract.
Wasn't me that nominated him, it was Sharon.
Just make sure there's no pens or anything that can be signed anywhere near him.
Something else, isn't it?
Oh, Zoe, it's been brilliant chatting.
Oh,
are you excited
so
for
a
catch-up with Bradley? What's your first plan that you're going to do with him?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, it's not. So at the Gaydio Awards,
yeah.
Bradley told me he can do makeup. Bradley can't do makeup.
You know what? I want to be involved because we had a really good time at the Gaydio Pride Awards.
Yeah, it was so good.
Nice little drink, a nice little cackle. Get Jordan, Henry, Kerry, and Hallie involved.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it and have a little makeup sesh.
I'm surprised you all weren't kicked out. Were you part of the elevator mob, as I'm going to call you?
She was.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get run over by Kerry.
I am surprised we got let in. You know, I thought at one point we were going to get kicked out. We were so loud.
Yeah, I really did.
That's so good. Zoe, thank you so much. Give it up for Zoe,
thank you
everyone.
So much. Have a great time. See you later. Bye.
Hey. Bye. Oh, I love Zoe.
Get her back on.
We'll have to with Bradley. Come
yes,
on, Bradley.
Come on, Brad. I'm still infinitely jealous of the fact that you and the elevator mob had like such a wonderful...
I texted you a few times that night, Brad. I was like, get your ass in now.
I just thought it was just going to be, you know, a couple of drinks and then off to the after party. How wrong I was.
Missed a good one.
I know.
Look, next year. It's
always
not far.
Next year. It's not. Yeah, it's not. We're planning it. We're putting the budgets together already.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at this.
Right. Tonight, big eviction, double eviction.
Who's going? I think it's... Let's say at the same time after three. One, two, three, and then the name, all right?
Okay.
One, two, three. Levi. There you go.
And?
Oh, okay. One, two, three. Fern.
I do, because it's vote to say. If it was vote to evict, I think Ekin, Sue and Louis would have had their time.
Yeah.
I think because it's vote to save, I'm thinking...
But it keeps the drama
hopefully,
in. Keeps the drama.
Hopefully the gays and girls will back David. I really hope so, because we haven't had that much screen time from David this week.
I'm hardly surprised. It's kicking off left, right, and we've had Mrs.
And this
O.
This is my worry, and I think if we're in for a shock, David could go.
So
because everyone's thinking... Save
he'll be
Louis.
Safe, yeah.
Save Ekin, save Fern. So it could be Levi and David.
I have a theory.
Go on.
Sharon Osbourne's going to be in tonight's episode. They're going to milk her for everything she's got. They'll just be like, day three. Look, you missed this with Sharon.
She swiped her phone down, pressed that little airplane symbol. We ain't hearing from her, darling.
Right, join us tomorrow for your daily drop where we'll discuss everything that happened in the eviction tonight.
See you then, Bab. Bye.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Right, I don't even want to talk to you.
Now, hold on. Look, are we doing a daily drop tomorrow? I'll get confused with the days, you know. I genuinely think I'm getting dementia. Like, I'm so confused.
Maybe you just need to drink some water. Maybe you've got a water infection.
No, I think I need to start doing some Sudoku or something on my phone.
Mind you, that's how my nan went. Water infection when it's hospital.
I thought you meant doing a Sudoku.
Death by numbers.
I think it's the old age.
What is your next bit? It's 60, isn't it? 61?
62.
No, you're not that much older than me.
Brett, I don't want to get into it, but I am. I'm really old. People get shocked. But look, I've been in touch with someone who's starting a podcast.
All right.
And I think I'm going to be a guest on that. I think that's where I'm going to do my age reveal.
I'm not sure how I feel about this. This is like Ant going on a podcast without Deck, but okay. No, AJ without Will. All right.
Okay.
You'll love it. Yeah. What?
Fuck you.
Bye.